And you're listening to this special on food insecurity from NPR with Michelle Norris right here on your community radio station, WJFF. Want to make sure you know that if you go to WJFFradio.org right now, the first thing you see when you get to our website, WJFFradio.org, is a link with info about this special. And if you click the button, it will take you to the page where we've gathered all sorts of local food resources. So people feeling the pinch of food insecurity or looking for ways to help, that's a good place to go. Go to WJFFradio.org, click the link, you'll see our list of food resources. And now to tell us more, we're checking in with the Wayne County Food Pantry Program, which provides nutritious shelf staples to supplement the applicant's food budget regularly. Here to talk about that is Administrative Officer for Wayne County Office of Human Services. Joining us once again is Julianne Doyle. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good. I turned up your voice just in time to hear you speak. So do it even better now. Okay. Now we can hear you. So, I mean, you oversee, I imagine, a number of things you're doing, the Office of Human Services, but specifically about the Wayne County Food Pantry Program. Do you just want to let people know what that is and how it's operating right now?
We have five sites in Wayne County. We have one in Lakewood, one in Damascus, so there's one on each side of the in the north, and then Honesdale. We have one in Lakeville and one in Newfoundland. And so those are operational one time per month. People can pick up food at those sites. And you could call the office to get specifics and also a list of dates for the whole year. We could send you a list of all the dates for the whole year so that you have it.
Okay, that's great. Let's give people that number now, and we'll give it again at the end.
Sure. It's 570-253-4262.
Okay, and I was just writing it down, too. 253-4262. Now, can you tell us from your perspective working there in human services in Wayne County, how are things right now in terms of people needing food and shelter?
Well, food, things are, we have food for people. So there is no reason if someone has food insecurity why they could not call the office. And if they don't meet the income guidelines for the one program, we have another program that we can help people still. We can still help no matter who it is. If you have a food insecurity problem, we can help you. I am, not that versed on shelter, but I know that we do have a shelter program in Wayne County, which was established probably about 5 years ago, and we do have funds available, and so people would just need to call in that same number, and they can transfer them over to the housing department.
Are there other, besides the food pantry program, are there other things that you do in your office that you can help people with food? Like, do you connect people to SNAP benefits or anything like that?
No, that would be, SNAP benefits would be the county assistance office. So that would be a different contact. That's a state program that is not run through, even though it says county assistance office, that is not run through the county. But we do have, for seniors, people 60 and older, that we have I don't know what's going to happen as of Monday. The senior centers were open for a limited number, people, social distance. But we also have a drive-through program for people who wanted to get a meal, and they could drive through, just need to make a reservation the day before. And we have also an in-home meal delivery program. So it could be a hot meal in the immediate Honesdale and Holly area, or it could be a five-pack frozen in the outlying areas of the county. So our kitchen staff at the aging office, they prepare about 500 meals every single day. And so they're either in the centers, the drive-through, the home delivered, the frozens, all of those programs together, they're producing about 500 meals per day.
And if people, especially for those senior meals and different ways of getting them, would they call your office for that, or would they call the senior division?
Well, that is the 4262 number is the aging office
okay.
in Wayne County. So we kind of have the gambit of everything there. And if someone has other issues, we can give them those other phone numbers. We can refer them where they need to go to get further assistance.
All right, great. So I will give that number again right now as we're talking about it, for to talk about all these things that we're talking about that, that you're able to cover here, the food assistance and the senior Office of Aging food assistance, 570-253-4262. That's 570-253-4262. Now, what about, well, let's just, you just said quick, things might change Monday. Can you let us know quick what that is? I mean, is this because, you know, congregate meal sites for seniors closed down when the pandemic really hit? Then I guess they reopened again. Now they're shutting down again because the numbers are going up. Is that what's going on?
Yeah. I haven't seen the news tonight, but I'm that's what I'm hearing, is that things are shutting down in Pennsylvania. So I don't know what's going to happen come Monday with the senior centers themselves. We will still do the drive-through meals. We will still do the home-delivered meals, the hot and the frozen. Those programs will continue.
And again, this might be one more thing that I'm asking you that isn't really your area, but if people are looking to help, if somebody wants, doesn't have a need for food but wants to help with food, do you handle that? Can you tell them what to do?
We do often look for volunteers at any of our sites. So if, you know, somebody's up north and they want to help up in Lakewood or Damascus, that's fine. You know, we just call that same number, the 4262, and we can hook you up as a volunteer. Okay?
Okay, that's great. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time. Well, is there anything else you wanted to mention that we didn't get to?
Well, if they don't remember this number or any number, or they just need information in general, Wayne County has now gone to 211 as an information number. So 211 is easy to remember for people, and so that's an easy way for people to get information about services or organizations that could help them.
All right, that's great. Okay, so again, one more time, the easy to remember number is 211 for all info in Wayne County, and then specifically for the food pantries and the senior meals, different ways that's happening, 570-253-4262, 253-4262. Julianne Doyle, I want to thank you so much for joining us again.
Sure, and we really appreciate you contacting us and asking us to do this.
No problem, and as things change, you get a hold of us and tell us that you need to go on and let people know stuff again, okay?
Okay, well, thank you.
All right. All right. This is Radio Catskill. We're keeping you connected, and again, that was Administrative Officer of Wayne County Office of Human Services, Julianne Doyle. Again, right now at WJFFradio.org, we have a list of food resources for both sides of the river in our listening area. And there's a whole list of that, and that's been kept update there with links. So again, if you're in the need for food, feeling the food insecurity, or you're looking for ways to help, that's a quick resource as well. WJFFradio.org. And the first banner that pops up will have a link to these food resources. We're going back to the special report from NPR. Stay tuned right here, Radio Catskill.